and welcome. This is Trials and Tribulations. I'm Phil Airy, and I've got my two cohorts.
Sarah Owen Hughes.
And me, Faith Douglas.
What a beautiful evening here at Beedale, Thorpe Perrow. What we're doing here, Faith?
So I thought, as it's a lovely summer evening, I would bring, thank you, darling, I would bring you guys into the Arboretum to do the latest trail. Yes, darling. The latest trail that we've got happening, because obviously we've had the half-term holidays, and during the holidays at Thorpe we often do children's trails. And I thought it would be quite good fun. As you can see, there's Lilith here, my daughter.
Yes,
she hasn't done the trail, so she's quite enthusiastic, but I thought we'd all do it together. And we are going to do the Fairy and Gnome Trail.
Now, do we get a prize?
If you get all the answers correct.
I can do that.
Here are your sheets.
Right.
Sarah, have you got your sheet? Phil, have you got your sheet?
I have it.
Have you got your sheet? There's Lilith's sheet. Okay, well, I'll carry that then.
So here we go. I didn't know you had a stream. We can play poo sticks.
Actually, you will find sitting on the bridges during this trail, Mr. Gnome.
No.
However, Mr. Gnome has gone to play cricket, so he's not here right now.
Gnomes play cricket?
They do. This
really?
Gnome does.
Fascinating. Have we got flying gnomes? Is there gnomes in helicopters?
Search and rescue film.
Well, I think I've seen it all.
Before they actually go fully into flower, these are edible. You can dry them off.
Plantain.
They taste plantain, yeah, the plantain flowers. And they have a taste a bit like dried mushroom. It's really peculiar.
Oh.
Not unpleasant.
Look, you're vegetarian.
So I can eat this. It's plantain.
Yeah.
It has
lovely.
No face.
Mummy.
So I can eat it.
Yeah.
Is it nice?
You're getting a taste of mushroom.
I do. Oh my goodness.
It's good, isn't it?
Oh, right.
Lilith, do you want to try some?
No. No, thank you. Yeah, so this is plantain. Obviously, if you forage, you need to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Go with a reputable guide or use a book.
Yeah.
Did you not like that, Philip? Was it
sorry.
Not to your taste?
No, I just had a bit of a cough.
Did
I spit it out?
Not
that.
Mushroom for that in his palate.
Not mushroom for that. Get
yeah,
it,
so these plantain.
Listen, this is not a comedic podcast, thank you.
Well, we laugh.
What's that sign?
That sign says trail.
Well, let's follow the arrow. Come on.
Let's follow the trail. Follow the yellow bit road.
Look, so.
Oh, an enchanted wood trail.
Here we go. What can we see?
Where can we go, Lilith?
What's that down there?
Mushrooms.
And what's that little door? Who do you think lives behind that little door?
Fairy.
Shall we go and see?
Yeah.
Okay, so, have we got our trail sheets? Whilst our woodland has been quiet over the last few months, lots of magical creatures have created their very own trail. Follow the route shown in pink to find them and write their names below. Can you find the enchanted wings and become the Thorpe Perrow Fairy? That's got to be you, Airy Fairy.
Nice.
Share a photo and your fairy name with us at hashtag Thorpe Perrow Fairy to be in with a chance of winning a family season ticket. Once you've finished the trail, head to the bandstand to meet our friendly gnome and collect your prize.
Ooh.
Let's go.
I didn't know we're getting a prize.
So we are standing in the bog garden.
Mm-hmm.
This is the points of interest for the fairy trail right now.
Yes, and do you know, it looks so different in the spring to how it is in the autumn when we normally come along for the Halloween trail. There's candlestick primulas looking stunning.
Aren't they
beautiful?
They are just stunning.
You need them en masse as well. You need to have this many to really create impact. There's some Brunnera over there with the pale blue flowers lifted up over the top of some ferns and brackens over there. There's the lysikite on the skunk cabbage, which will come out in big yellow flowers later on.
I want skunk cabbage. I want it.
Skunk cabbage. I think that should be your rock band name.
Yeah. I like
and have
it.
You seen over there the irises, the variegated leaves? The pale white and
yeah,
green.
Yeah.
Just lovely. Oh, and water mint, just down below us as well.
So if I could have a word with the curator of Thorpe Peril, I could get some of that skunk stuff.
Well, you do have to be careful. It is now a bit of a weed. It's invasive, so you have to be really careful not
it
to
is
let
an
it
invasive,
release into,
yeah.
Into waterways.
It's an invasive species. And we have two types here, actually. So we have the yellow flowering and the white flowering, which is quite pretty. This that you're looking at here is the yellow flowering. So the flowers come up first. These big yellow spikes and then open up and all these giant leaves, you can see how big they are, which create the most amazing structure in the bog garden. And I think the bog garden always looks quite tropical.
You could even say where the time has forgot, like dinosaurs. For a kid it is. I mean, when you get such big leafed you know, your ferns and
yeah,
it's a bit prehistoric in it. Yeah,
it is. And if you listen to the birds in here,
yeah, you could spend a bit of time in here, couldn't
it's
you?
Beautiful, isn't it? Absolutely beautiful. But it's just starting to come to life. All the colours on the primulas
and the little stream.
Little stream that goes through it. It's planted on underground springs, hence why it's a bog garden in Springswood. Springswood.
I think it was meant to be.
Dates back to medieval times. A lot of history here. A lot of history.
Mm. Oh, look, a giant frog.
A frog.
I'm guessing it's not real, but you know.
You never know.
You never know. It's prehistoric.
Lilith, look at the frog. Going to fairies.
What's there? What are you looking at?
The fairies.
The fairies?
Yeah, and the door.
Beautiful flowers. The eyes.
What's that?
What can you see?
Fairies.
What are they doing?
They're picking flowers.
They're picking the flowers?
Oh. They might be weeding.
Digging mud.
They're digging the mud, yeah.
Sticky mud. Oh, what's down here? Look.
A bug and a frog.
A bug and a frog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hear a little bug on under there. Mm-hmm. Ah! Bee! Bee!
A bee! Oh.
Mummy!
Oh, but there's a clue. Do you know what that says?
Yeah.
That says blossom. Blossom.
Because then you come out of it, so two snails.
There's two snails, well done.
One spot here as well.
Wow. Stand in the middle of the wings, Lilith. Stand in the wings. They are the biggest fairy wings I have ever seen. Wow! You've got Sarah.
Three.
I've got two. Well, this is Phil's. Phil, you've got two.
I've got two.
Looks like I'll be getting all the prizes.
I've got a very vital job of keeping an eye on you two.
What's that? What does that say?
Gnome at home.
Gnome walk. What's he doing up there? Yeah. It's hanging.
Can you see another one on top of this tree?
Ah, oh, look.
How many on the top of this tree? What do you think?
So where does the lake come from?
The stream is naturally fed from the hills up towards Thornton Watlas, which is a village about 3 miles over that way. And it feeds down through the little stream, down past the tea room, down these beautiful water steps, and it feeds into two lakes. And for most of the year, actually, the stream outside the tea room dries up and the water steps can be dry as well. And this is just an indicator of just how much rain we've had, because actually it's still running and there's still quite a lot of water here.
What is in the stream?
Can you see, Lily? What's that gnome doing on the edge of the stream?
It's fishing a fish.
He's fishing.
Mummy, I need a wee.
I think she needs a wee. I don't know. I don't know if that's possible. We've got a lake, we've got a stream, we're all right, guys, we're all right. Stand down.
Can I see your answers, please?
Well, I have all of the answers. I have six answers.
Right.
Faith, we're doing a joint one. So
No. I work here. I can't take part in this because I know the answers. So, Phil, how did you do? Let's talk about your answers,
so,
first of all.
Can I just say, for somebody who's writing them down, who knows the answers, we've only got two.
You've got one, two, three, four.
Oh, so that one. What's that one say?
That's fern.
Blossom, yeah. Bracken.
Bracken.
Oh, it's just your handwriting. What's that say?
Willow.
Okay.
So you got four. What about you, Sam?
You've got fern.
Rowan.
Oh, bluebell. We didn't get bluebell. Faith. And Rowan. We didn't get them.
So Sarah wins a prize.
Yay!
Sarah wins a prize.
There you go, my lovely.
Sure.
Oh, look, I've got a cone of sweets.
There we go, my lovely. Lilla. And Phil, just for taking part, because you're a good egg. There you go, my darling.
Do you know, I'm overcome with emotion.
You're overcome with sugar in a minute.
Yeah. Port Perro, Enchanted Woodland Trail.
Beautiful.
Are they for sale in the shop by any chance?
No, they're just for the trail.
Oh, that's the trail.
Mummy,
oh,
can
nice
you
one.
Get out, 'cause I'm going
up. Right, we're going up. We're going up the climbing.
I'm coming.
Get your wings on.
Come and do the climber frame.
Am I allowed to do it?
Let's do the climber frame. Come on. Phil, record. Don't look like that. Come on, let's do the climber frame. Record while you're doing it.
Hold on.
There.
Yeah, my other camera. That's the last lucky you've got. Your
I'm not going up there.
Yes, you are.
I am not.
You can't hold on to Mummy's hand.
I don't like heights.
Come on. Come on, that's the climbing frame.
Right.
I'm leading it. Follow the leader.
Oh, things I see without a camera.
Things you'll never unsee either. Right, I wish I hadn't gone first now. Phil taking up the rear there.
No, there's two rears I'm looking at right now.
Come on, Lilla. Come on, Sarah. You can do it.
Right. We're on. I'm just going to explain. We're on a very tall, as I don't like heights, climbing frame.
Can I just say, Phil, you're less than 5 foot above the ground right now.
It's not very tall. It's enough. And it's literally a tree house.
This is the Port Perro moth.
Excuse me, is this hole big enough for me to get in?
Yeah, come on, Phil. Come on, Phil, you can do it. Lilith, are we going to help Phil? Look, he's stuck.
Oh, no.
Come on, Phil, you can do it.
This was not made for me.
Right, Phil is a pretty big bloke and he is climbing through the smallest gap ever right now. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Are you all right there, Phil?
How do I get...
Right, shall I go first?
There is no way I'm fitting in that hole.
You will, watch. Off she goes. Go on then, Lily. Lily's going to show us how to do it. Wait until Phil's on it, then we'll rock it. Right, give me the mic. Come on, Phil, climb down.
I'm going to dissipate something in a minute.
Right, hold on. Oh.
Seriously.
Lily, don't wobble the rope.
How the hell am I getting out of here?
Oh, it's so funny.
Come on,
pull yourself together, man.
This should not be.
Hold on, wait for Sarah. Don't leave anyone behind.
I'm not bothered. It's every man for himself.
Come on, look at Sarah. Look how smoothly you've done this before.
Yeah, but she's lost weight.
She's done amazing. Amazing. She's definitely done that before. Right, this is the fastest slide in the world.
There's a slide.
And this is the way down, Phil. It's the only way out.
Oh, my God.
Right, Lily's
turn. I'm not going back up through that.
Shall
hole.
I go first to catch you? Right, I'm doing the slide. Are you ready?
Yeah, go for it.
Are you ready? Right, come on, Lily.
You're going that way down the ladder.
Lilith, come down the slide. Yeah, here comes Phil. Right, come on, Lilith. You come down the slide. Woo! Well done. Right, let's watch Phil. Here comes God. Phil. Oh. Going to, oh, my God! Oh, and here comes Sarah, come on! Oh, the power of you!
Oh, I'm never doing that again.
Can I just say you were beautiful before you even sat down?
Oh, that was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh. I'm so pleased, I amuse.
Oh,
funny. Come on, Phil. Right,
this is challenge Phil, like challenge Annika, but challenge Phil.
I am not on, going yes, on will. That, and right, that's the end
on.
Of it.
Come on.
Right, it's
flying
a
fox.
What is it called,
flying
this thing?
Fox.
A flying fox.
It's a zip wire.
It's a zip wire.
Right, Bob's.
This is made for children.
This is not made for children.
It is made for
this
children,
made
so I'm not going on it.
People of all ages and all kinds.
Adventurers.
So, but I can't get on.
If you're not going to get on, no, am I?
Hold on.
I didn't know your voice hit that range.
Hold on.
It will be if I get on that.
There we go, look, that's better. Lily, can you come in? Phil, your turn.
No.
Yes.
I've already broke my neck. Going in that contraption.
Can somebody help
him? No. Offers.
Oh, here goes Sarah. Here goes Sarah. Sarah. Right, come on. Woohoo!
And let's get right back on the top.
We can. Right, come on, Phil.
Now let her go. Give her a deucer. None of this will hit the podcast. This gardening podcast has gone pear-shaped.
We are gardening through the rhododendrons.
Yeah, whatever. I can't even get on it.
You can try.
What even
come
this
way? There's no such thing as can't. Come on.
Yeah, there is.
You can try.
What if it breaks?
His mum to excuse him.
It won't break.
It's broken. That doesn't seem safe.
Right,
Lilith.
Whoa!
Come out the way, Lilith. You come out and get
some. Come on, Danny.
Hold on, because if it's anything like.
Let's put it to one side, Phil.
Right, come on.
Right. Seriously.
Come on, you can do it. Be brave. Just trust the equipment. Lean into it, Phil. Go on.
Bob, Max.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't see.
And he's going again.
No, not backwards. Not backwards. It gave me an axe. You're doing that.
Put your feet down.
Lilith. I can't get up. She's got my skin.
How was it, Phil?
All right, love. Easy. Well, Firth, that was a lovely trail. A lovely fairy trail. Is it popular?
It's been very, very popular, and we have a trail coming up in the summer holidays, which is all about storybooks, very popular stories and fairy tales. So maybe you should come back,
shall we,
for the trail and another go in the playground.
Shall we not do that?
I think you should.
Okay.
Is that right?
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening. That's been another edition of Trials and Tribulations. Now, if you liked it, please subscribe and follow. But until next time, keep it green.